This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For everything here, yep, everything is thumbs up. It's the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, thumbs up on Jen. Victoria Keelan, thumbs up on her, especially as she continues to fight that bronchitis. She sounds like she doesn't have it, but she does. So, let's keep a good thought for that. Kara Schillen has controls, very confident. How do you like that for, that a good word, or is that not enough? What do you think? When it comes to describing what anybody does, Kara, Victoria, Jennifer, is competent a good enough word or superb? What's the right
I'll
word?
Take superb.
Superb, okay.
I would say that competent generally means a very average.
Flat, yeah. Okay.
You're competent.
All right. Jennifer Horn, you can give us a lead story for this hour in a competent fashion or in a fabulous fashion.
Well, this week, bishops from around the Catholic Church in the United States are all gathering in Maryland to have a conference and to have a week-long, I don't want to use the word celebration, but a week-long gathering to not only pay respects to the victims of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church, but to also ask for forgiveness for the cover-ups that followed those scandals, that continue to follow those scandals. Really kind of an interesting thing. This past weekend, I was in Palm Desert with my grandparents and went to a Catholic Mass. And halfway through the Mass, after the homily was given, the priest said, this is what's happening. We're laying out the time frame. For the next 5 to 7 days, bishops from around the country will be going to this area to look for a better path forward and to also repent for the sins, essentially, of the Catholic Church, specifically here in the United States. And they asked parishioners around the country to pray this week for those people to find clarity, healing, and transparency. But it is a much bigger problem than I think most people had originally thought. Even with all of the headlines, the Drudge Report is running a story today that says 1 in 3 living Catholic priests in this country have in some way either helped with the hiding of these scandals or committed a scandal, an abuse scandal of their own.
Yep.
And so this is an ongoing theme for the entire week as the top of the top of the Catholic Church in the country are going to try to figure out how to move forward. And I just thought it was kind of interesting because seeing that headline, it just reminded me of my experience in church this week where they are asking for forgiveness from parishioners in the form of letters written by local bishops to their parishioners to hold these guys in prayer so that the right path forward can be built. And how this is going to work, what it means for the longevity of the Catholic Church, I think is very much still up in the air.
So, it's interesting that they're meeting in Maryland because over the weekend I was binge watching. There's a show on Netflix called The Keepers. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It is riveting, and it's about a nun who worked in a Catholic school in right outside of Baltimore. She uncovered that the priest was abusing girls, and later on turns out boys as well. And so she went to blow the whistle and was murdered. And the corruption that goes all the way through the police department in Baltimore, all the way up to the state level. It's a riveting documentary. It's difficult to watch at times, but it is so important to really know, like, when you see on every single level all the corruption and the influence that the church had then, I think maybe something can be done now, because I just don't think the church has that type of hold on people anymore. But
let me ask you this.
Whoa.
Why isn't there the same focus on this as the Me Too movement?
Well, this was like the beginning of the Me Too movement, practically. When you see all these women, there's 130 women who came forward and were abused by this one priest in this one school. It was in the 90s. It was before the Me Too movement happened. But that's what it is. It is all the Me Too movement and repressed memory and a lot of the stuff that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh's trial brought up with Dr. Ford. It's all those same types of themes. And it's difficult to watch, but it's something we have to address.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my point. I don't think we are addressing it as much as we ought.
So not to change subject, but I was pretty sickened the last few days just reading some of the headlines. I had some more time to sit down with the news, and I don't think it was being widely reported by cable television news because of all the rallies and midterms and all of this. But apparently, two of the accusers to Judge Kavanaugh came out and said that they fabricated the claims. They had never even met him. And
which ones were they? Do you know the names?
Well, Swetnick, for sure. She came out last week. And then the other one was the Deborah something or other. I can't remember.
Why they did it, Jennifer?
Because they were so, well, the second one said she was so angry she just couldn't handle the thought of this actually happening.
Angry about what happening? What?
I guess about him being appointed to the Supreme Court. Not that she knew him.
Angry why?
But that, politically, I don't know. She said she was so angry she had to do something. But I think politically there's a desire by people on the left to not want to see a more conservative court because they think things like abortion may be up for a discussion or another decision, or they think that maybe some of the stuff that's moving its way through the district court that we don't maybe even pay attention to in the next couple of years would be decided in the wrong way by a more conservative Supreme Court. I don't know exactly what the anger comes from, but I think that's the fear, certainly, from people of the other side of the aisle, that there's going to be, instead of just interpreting the law or interpreting the Constitution, that there would be someone who's sitting there looking to pass more conservative initiatives, right? An activist judge is what everybody seems to be afraid of. So,
let's face it. The court is full of activist judges. It depends on what their action is as to whether you like it or you don't like it. It's just another seat of political hacksterism, as far as I'm concerned. Everything has become politicized, all of this stuff. I noticed with some interest talking about Kavanaugh that he is going to forego the tradition of having a formal investiture. The ceremony is supposed to be, I think, this Thursday, welcoming for all justices. After the ceremony, new justices usually walk down the court's marble front steps along with the Chief Justice, but Kavanaugh said he's going to skip the walking portion of the ceremony, making him the first justice to do so since John Paul Stevens didn't do it back in 1975. The ceremony is not going to be broadcast live either. Court said the decision was made due to security concerns about Kavanaugh. And so this stuff continues. He gets death threats. I guess Christine Ford is getting death threats. What a sickness. It's really sick. Sick.
And, like, where are we going as a society? Not to sound 109 years old, but, like, where are we going? Everybody's threatening everybody with death threats. It's just, there's nothing productive that's happening. People are making stuff up that's disgusting and that ruins and tarnishes the people who have real cases.
Yeah, right. It waters down the value. Look, see, you can hear people say, told you there was nothing to all that stuff.
That's what I was saying throughout the whole Kavanaugh hearing. When I started to hear some of these other stories that just seemed so outlandish, it's like, you know, something did happen. You're watering it down. You're making people not take what is genuine for its word anymore, and that's because people are sick. We're in such a sick time. Do you ever think that Kavanaugh's daughters are going to be able to unhear some of these claims? There are consequences, and unfortunately, will there be consequences in the cases, and not just this one, because this happens in all sorts of scenarios. I don't know.
Yeah. Pretty discouraging, and it's not something I want to bring my children are grown, but my grandchild, I don't want him to grow up in this atmosphere. He will, and hopefully he'll be taught how to handle all of these things, but it still is, it speaks to the human condition. You know, we're an interesting bunch crawling around on this planet. In a moment, Jennifer refers, or let's see if we can't figure out the response that some of the utility companies have had when it's become known that they helped with some of these massive fires, Thomas fire especially, coming right up here. It's almost 16 past the hour on the DJB show.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because
if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Ulta Beauty, the holidays are all about letting your inner glam shine through at every occasion. So whether you're getting ready to show 'em who's boss at the office party with pink and berry shades from Urban Decay's new Naked Cherry palette, or you're getting ready for a mistletoe moment with colorful, kissable lip kits from brands like Tarte, ColourPop, and Anastasia, Ulta Beauty is here to help you shine brighter all season long, from Friendsgiving to New Year's Eve. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
This Christmas, the Salvation Army is fighting to ensure that every child in our community is warm, safe, and well-nourished. For $30, you could feed a family of four for a week. For $150, you could feed a meal to 150 children in need. The Salvation Army provides over 9 million nights of shelter to people in need in the U.S. Help the Salvation Army fight for those in need all over our community this holiday season by donating at salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jen, returning to California, the scene of the crime, one of the companies out there said that at least partly they are to blame for starting the second largest blaze in the history of California, the Thomas Fire, which burned almost 300,000 acres, destroyed 1,000 structures after it started late last year, killed two people, including a CAL FIRE engineer. Southern California Edison says it thinks its electrical equipment sparked the blaze. So what kind of response are people in Ventura County or in any of those areas, what do they have to say about this? What's going on with this?
I don't even know that this has made a lot of attention. It hasn't gotten a lot of attention, certainly on the local news. Not at all. In fact, if you Google the Thomas Fire, you will find some places that are reopening after the fire. After a year, you find a firefighter that was killed will be honored at a ceremony. You will not find much about Edison, although the news was released, and it's not like they're hiding it. I mean, if you go to the Edison website, they said that it was likely their equipment that sparked at least one of the starting points for the Thomas Fire. But the problem is there were multiples that grew into this gigantic super fire that caused all that damage. So whether or not they're going to have to pay any expenses or they're going to have to be fined or whatever it'll be, it's hard to say because this fire grew from so many different angles. So I don't know. I mean, I appreciate that they're telling people.
Well, the fact that they admitted it, I suppose, isn't a bad thing.
Right.
At least you got that information. But it just seems, wow. That there's so much of that kind of stuff. How dry are things at the moment in California?
Awfully dry. We haven't had rain all year.
All right, I'm coming out. I'll bring some with me this weekend.
Please do.
It's 21 after the hour.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trying to place in my mind what this sort of reminds me of. There's another group, not the Talking Heads, but somebody else that sort of sounds like that. Anybody got any ideas? Or am I on my own here?
I don't know. This always is so quintessential Talking Heads to me. I don't think they sound like anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. Brick House? That's all I can think of. Nah, maybe.
Tina Weymouth from Talking Heads, one of the founding members of the band Talking Heads, and also Tom Tom Club, among the three women being inducted this year into the Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame. Ms. Weymouth lives in Fairfield, Connecticut, honored along with the Tony Award-winning actress Anika Noni Rose, who is from Bloomfield, Connecticut, and ballerina Lucia Chase, who's from Waterbury, Connecticut. This is the Hall of Fame going back to 1993 in Connecticut, a way to honor women who are native Connecticuters. What do you call somebody who's a native from Connecticut? Connecticuters?
A Connecticuter.
Connecticuter, right.
A Connecticutian.
Yeah. Anyway, so these are people who are native or they live there, made a significant contribution to the fields in any, whether it's art, athletics, business, government, philanthropy, humanities, science, education, it's all there. 100 members, Helen Keller, former Governor Ella Grasso, Catherine Hepburn, all people that were Connecticuters, and in that Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Tina Weymouth. All right, let's move into the Christmas season. Are everybody ready for Christmas? Yes or no?
Ready.
Ready.
I'm totally ready.
I'm just
like
looking
I am
at another,
now. I've been drafting. I'm ready.
All the stations that have gone to Christmas music as of this week, all over the country. It's really now a big balloon for many of them. Sia has released a deluxe version of her Christmas album. She released last year her first ever album called Every Day is Christmas. First ever Christmas album. The newly re-released album features three new bonus tracks, including Sing for My Life, My Old Santa Claus. Can we hear that? I want to hear what that sounds like.
I gotta shoot you.
sound better.
Really?
Yeah.
My only problem listening to all three of these songs is she's just, like, you can never really understand what she's saying, but it's really bad on these ones.
Yeah.
She and Ariana Grande, I want to take them to enunciation school.
Well, fans can purchase, if you're excited after listening to the round and round here of these ladies, how excited they are. It sounds like some review I give.
What is the round and round? Have we heard
round
that?
Round and round. Perry Como, I want to hear this. This was first a Perry Como song. Can you find the original version of that? You got a few seconds, Kara. See if you can find the original version of this and see how different it is. Perry Como was
Christmassy.
What, round and round? Round and round, the way Perry Como did it, kind of is. But that's from the 1950s. And this is the... That's the
round, round, because you found what you've been dreaming of.
Now we're talking. This guy.
In the night, you see the oval moon.
Is this a Christmas song?
Round and round
it kind of became a, it's kind of a weather song.
Of sun in the day makes a girl and boy want to say, find the ring and put it round, 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 and with ties so strong, the two hearts.
It's quite a difference,
like
though.
Marriage.
Anyway, the deluxe edition of the Sia album has 13 tracks, 12 of which are co-written by Sia. All right, so there it is. Perry Como on Sia. You won't hear that anywhere else, but on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Sound as it goes.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Wood's Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-643-8577. 800-643-8577. 800-643-8577. That's 800-643-8577.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Rush can have 2 hours, 3 hours. There's nobody like him. There never has been anybody like him. I was speaking to Sean Hannity backstage. Do we love Sean, by the way?
President Trump wraps up weeks and weeks of campaigning for Republicans in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, hometown of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
Somebody said that the president and all of us have been labeled by some Democrats in the media divisive. Divisive? The Democrats haven't even accepted they lost the election in 2016.
Also at the Make America Great event, Fox News host Sean Hannity and Judge Jeanine Pirro.
If you like the America that he is making now, you've got to make sure you get out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
After the hour on the DJV show, if you need health advice, check out our new DJV Health News line at djvhealthnews.com. A lot of practical solutions to problems, everyday problems, some serious problems, things that you may not have gotten good info on or you want to research on your own. Check out health advice from the DJV Health News at djvhealthnews.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We are working on more things. The world is a fabulous place. We're always focused on what's going on. And who's more focused than Victoria Keelan when it comes to what's going on?
Well, we'll have a little bit of health news, speaking of that plug. So there's a new study out that confirms what we've kind of all feared for a while. Microplastic particles are definitely in our bodies and in our poop. This is a new study that was unveiled at the United European Gastroenterology Organization in Vienna, Austria last week. And the researchers, they had participants from eight different participants from around the world: Finland, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Poland, Russia, the UK, and Austria. They followed these people for a few months. They kept food diaries. They wanted to know exactly how they were being introduced to microplastics, whether they were eating food that was wrapped in plastic, if they were drinking out of plastic bottles, things like that. And then it came time to test the poop. And the results were pretty scary. They found a whopping 20 microplastic particles per 10 grams of stool. Now, that is a lot of plastic if you want to add that up. That's pretty scary. The two most common types of plastic, they identified 9 different types in every person's poop, regardless of where they lived. And so the two most common kinds were polypropylene, which is used to make bottle caps, and then polyphthalene terephthalate, which is another one of those horrible phthalates. That's used to make plastic bags. They're not exactly sure yet how the plastic particles, the microplastics, got into everyone's gut, but they know for sure that's where they ended up. And so now the next level of research will be on what's the long-term effect of having microplastics in our gut. Our gut is, as you know, many of our health experts here on the show talk about, the gut has been called everything from the second brain to that's your number one
No healthy
one
gut, no healthy body. You're in bad shape. You don't have a healthy gut.
Everything starts in the gut, and if you've got microplastics there, this is what we've been talking about for the last couple of years, how many fish in open waters have microplastics in their guts as well. It affects their fertility systems, so it may actually lead to studies with human beings now and finding out how that affects male and female fertility, amongst many other things, I'm sure. But it's pretty scary. We have plastic in our poop, people.
So as a follow-up to that, in a manner of speaking, Victoria and ladies, some of the world's largest companies have now committed to eliminate single-use plastic in the next 10 years. 250, including Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola, SC Johnson & Company, and H&M, signing the New Plastics Economy Global Commitment. This commitment calls on these companies and everybody to start eliminating unnecessary plastic and implementing reusable packaging where possible, starting right here, right now. This is very important. I'm fairly optimistic about the impact of this, because it seems that, unlike other things that we find out that are slow to take effect or have an impact, this thing seems to have now taken on a life of its own, although I am disappointed, but it's like moving a rock up a hill, and it's going to take them 10 years or at least till 2025 to make plastic packaging reusable, recyclable, or compostable, like in compost piles.
That's the way to go, is to have everything be compostable. Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah,
there are a lot of, you can buy what look like plastic forks and knives and plates and things like that, and they're all compostable, which is great.
Yeah.
That's really the best way to go, I think. And if I have to buy, single-use things, I try to do it that way. Because so many, even if something is recyclable, there's a huge percentage of plastics that just don't get recycled anyway.
Well, that's part of it, I think, Victoria. If you look
at, they wash off of barges in the sea, they wash off, they end up in the waterways, and the fish eat them, and here we are again.
So the United Nations Environment Program is where this started 4 years ago. It began as an investigation into how much recycled plastic is actually recycled, and it's only 32%. The rest of it, as Victoria is pointing out, ends up in the oceans, landfills, wherever the hell, on the side of the road, all over the place. So when you look at the findings, pretty troubling stuff. This group called for a roundtable discussion with industry leaders of all kinds of businesses, and the result is that 20% of the world's plastic packaging is now going to change almost immediately. They all sat in the same room. They worked together, answer the question, where do we innovate so we can change the system? How many other things going on in our world can we... Listen to the question. Where do we innovate so we can change the system? That can apply to all kinds of things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. It applies to tons of stuff that we're surrounded, whether it's politics, whether it's health, whether it's our attitude toward living with people in a social way. There's new innovations, thinking about stuff other than yourself. This new commitment also calls on governments to provide the infrastructure to ensure that recyclables are, in fact, recycled. Hopefully this won't lead to another big bureaucracy, but it's something that does. You can't avoid the impact of this. So if you want to support this effort, and you know, it starts with you, right? Use a stainless steel water bottle. Don't use a plastic one. Containers that you can use over and over and over again. You realize, I remember talking about this at dinner once a year or so ago, all of the plastic stuff, when you stop at the store, I don't much prepare food. I don't cook that way. I mean, I get, as we were talking recently, food is a function for me, and I don't much think about dining. I think about eating. And so when you have that as an attitude, perhaps you're not as thinking. You stop at the store, you buy stuff, comes in a plastic container, you get home, you cook it, you eat it, and you throw the plastic container away. Well, I mean, you look at how much of that stuff, even if you put it in the recycle bin, how much of that stuff are you using? And what would be a better way? Bring perhaps your own, if you're going to buy, if you know you're going to go to the store and you're going to buy some salmon, you're going to buy a veggie or something like that, can't you bring your own container? And I wonder if there's a law against that. I bet that would be.
There is.
Is there really?
You can't, yeah. It's like you can't retake off of a salad bar. You know, if you go to a buffet, you always have to have a clean plate. It's the same thing.
But isn't that stupid? You bring your own. You're responsible for you. Bring your own receptacle for the stuff
to
the store.
It's stupid as though you get like botulism or something from someone hawking in your broccoli. I mean, that's pretty gross, too.
No, that's not what I'm talking
about.
I'm saying you take something, a plastic container that you keep stuff in your refrigerator in, and you bring it to the store, and you fill your own plastic container.
I have to trust that you're clean, and I don't know that I trust
that
you're clean.
What does that got to do? Nobody else is going to use it but me. What do you have to trust being clean for?
Well, you can contaminate stuff, though, if you're using open, you know, open public.
You're not putting stuff from your thing into the...
It seems like there's a lot of possibility for ick.
No.
I agree with you with most of that stuff. Like, I think it's ridiculous you can't give homeless people the bread off of your table, but that's illegal for restaurants to hand bread that was in someone's basket to anyone else. I think that some of that stuff is ridiculous, but...
It is frustrating.
It is. Obviously, there are a few that are...
Jesus.
I'd like to respect some people who don't wash their plates.
Yeah. All right, what's the troop presence doing to the atmosphere along the border? We'll talk about that in a moment here as we continue to examine what's going on in the world through the eyes of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen on the DJV program, 43 after the hour.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text VOICE to 484848. Text VOICE to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's VOICE to 484848.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR 6-cylinder engine. Instead of 6 cylinders being in a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are back as we continue to focus on what is what and who's who. So I'm wondering, because I saw a couple of things over the weekend that sort of led me to believe there's kind of an unease in the Rio Grande Valley, especially around where we now are back in El Paso, La Ciudad, Juarez, that whole area along the 10 as you go from Texas into New Mexico, all along that area, which is where a lot of these people will try to come into the country. So the first active duty military troops are there. There are lots of razor, the coils of razor wire that are on bridges and next to the river, the Rio Grande River. I can't imagine this is going to be great for tourism in this area because we've seen pictures of it. It looks like hell. So what do we do? This thing has become so difficult for all of us to kind of wrap ourselves around. It is for me anyway, troops doing this sort of thing. I don't want, but I also on this, with the same breath, I say something's got to be done. I thought it was interesting, Lindsey Graham coming out in favor of what the president says ought to be done for that birthright part of the question here. And then there are people that throw back. It is the sign of success, in a manner of speaking, that so many people want to get here. But at some point in time, this is 1,954 miles. And so what do you see? You see these trucks, the green trucks, the Border Patrol agents drive around in, and there's the military trucks. There are bridges that go across from one to the other, because a lot of people work. In Brownsville, Texas, there are a whole lot of people that work. There's a big bus manufacturing facility down there, and a lot of Mexicans come across the border every day to work in the plant. They somehow or other have green cards, and they come work in the plant, and then they go back home. They'd rather live in Mexico than in America. But 15,000 troops are now on the border. And I'm not comfortable with that at all. Ladies, thoughts?
Well, I'm absolutely comfortable with it because I think you need to have them there more for just looks and also to facilitate that there aren't any big violations to people's human rights. The military that's stationed on the border is by law required not to engage in any combat with these people. There is a law against that. So if we have them here, and if they can be deployed, and if they can be there not only as a show of strength, but also to make sure people aren't getting hurt, I say, what's the problem?
It's a pretty big bill.
They say it's going to be $200 million by the end of the year is what it'll cost.
I don't know. It's the whole thing is just troubling for me. 10 before the hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Where's the money pit? There it is! The money pit. You've got one, I've got one. Pretty much everybody has got one. Tom Kreitler, who's the inspiration, along with Leslie Segretti, for lots of great ideas, lots of great help at home, are the folks that you will hear every week on a great radio program called The Money Pit. One of the people listening to this program is a lady named Audrey. She says, I'm getting sudden bursts of very hot water in the middle of my shower. I got a gas water heater, pilot lights on. Why is this happening, Tommy?
Well, I bet that she doesn't live alone. She has other family members, and when they go to use water, it changes the balance of hot and cold, the mix of hot and cold water in that shower that Audrey is experiencing. So, Audrey, what you need is a type of valve called a pressure balance valve. This happens to you. The reason it's happening is because there's too much hot at that moment. And the reverse can happen, too. You can get that sort of shower shock where you get cold blasts of water. But a pressure balance valve keeps the mix of hot and cold the same, regardless of how much pressure is coming down either side. So if the hot water is used, maybe the dishwasher's on, you know, so now all of a sudden you're getting a lot of cold, or the cold water is run because somebody's washing their hands, you're getting a lot of hot. Doesn't matter. If the pressure on one side of that equation goes down, the other one goes down with it. So while the flow may be reduced, the mix stays the same, hence no surprises in the shower.
All right. So under the circumstances, I think we've all felt this. When I used to stay in cheap hotels.
Sounds like the beginning of a song. Sounds like the country song, does. Doug.
Where's Country Joe Walter when we need him? All right, so one of the things that is so fabulous about talking with you and the help that you bring to people, and there are so many different ways of getting it. You're like the triple god of info for the home. So what do we have on the Money Pit website?
You can start
You've
with the Money Pit
newsletter.
Website.
Newsletter. You've got all kinds of things that are aimed at helping people from top to bottom.
Yeah, and we've got our podcasts are on all the major platforms, on iTunes, on Google Play, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, you name it, you can find us out there. But we'd love to get your questions posted to the Money Pit's community page at moneypit.com as well. Andrew has an interesting one for this time of year, Doug, because he says he's got dark areas where the drywall was screwed to the trusses.
Yeah.
It's only on the outer edges.
Yeah. The ceiling meets the wall.
Right. And so what's common about that area? It's the coldest, right? So what you're seeing there is the warm air inside the house washes up the exterior wall, across the ceiling, and down as it circulates. But if you've got dust in that air, or maybe you like to burn candles and you get a little carbon in the air, those stains will sort of wash against the bottoms of those floor joists on the other side of the ceiling joists, the other side of the drywall, and it'll leave a stain behind. So what you're seeing there is what we call ghosting, but it's really just a dirt deposit on the coldest parts of the lumber as it rests above that sheetrock. And there's really no solution to this. It's not an issue. It has to be cleaned. You know, you can just paint over it, but you've got to use. It takes a long time for this to happen, by the way, so it's not only going to paint, it's going to come right back. What you have to use is a good quality primer, because if you don't, the stains will come through that paint. But if you prime it and repaint it, you'll be good to go. And if you want to step up the ventilation inside your house, improve the filtration. Make sure you're replacing those filters on a regular basis, and that will reduce the amount of particulates in the air.
Hi, our listener, Donna, followed your tip, Tommy, about using plastic strips to get rid of woodpeckers.
Ah, yes.
And it worked, she said.
About
my
that?
Question now is, how do I fill the holes in my wood siding?
Right. So for those that are wondering what the tip was, it had to do with taking a plastic hefty bag, cutting it into strips, like 2-inch strips, and then tacking those strips in the area where the woodpeckers like to attack your house, because it kind of freaks them out and keeps them away. But as to the holes, you want to use a two-part wood repair epoxy. Basically, you mix the stuff up, and it looks like real wood, except it's pliable, and it's a chemical cure, so it cures pretty quick, like an hour or two. And if you press it into those holes, once it dries, you can sand it, you can cut it, you can drill it. I'll give you an example, Doug. I had to replace the a deadbolt, and the deadbolt that was on the door, the hole in the jamb, was all messed up, all chewed up, all broken up, splintered. It was a total mess. I packed that entire 1 1/4-inch gap in the door with a 2-part wood repair epoxy piece. I use this stuff called PC Woody, which I like. I find it on Amazon.
Yeah.
And, man, after it dried, I was able to drill a new hole exactly where I wanted. And even where it was a thin layer of the filler against the real wood, never fell out. Really tough stuff. So those 2-part epoxy fillers for wood, they work great.
Yeah, that's you can use it for other things like to fix a boat or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Along that line.
It's waterproof. Yeah, so you can use that. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's the kind of stuff. See, that makes you're golden, Tommy. Ideas like that make everything worthwhile. In listening to the Money Pit, is everything that you could possibly want to know about keeping your house up to date. MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.